Masechta Shabbos, Perek Chav Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Mechadchen es hajluim lefnei behima. One is allowed to cut up raw gourds in front of an animal for an animal to eat on Shabbos. Even though raw gourds are not edible for people, they need to be cooked first. They are not muksa because they have a purpose of feeding to animal, even though they're generally meant for people after they're cooked. But since they could be given to animals, they're not muksa, and therefore you can cut it up and give it to animal on Shabbos. The Tanakhama holds as well, Ve'es ha'nevela lefnei ha'kalavim. You can cut up a nevela, a dead animal, to feed to the dogs. You can cut it up to give to the dogs on Shabbos. And the Tanakhama holds, even if it died on Shabbos, it's not muksa because it has this purpose of feeding to the animals, and you can give it to the animals on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue, Imloy ha'isa nevela me'er of Shabbos, if it had not died, if it was not a dead animal before Shabbos, if it was still alive, then Asura, it's Asur, you can't cut it up, it's Muksa. L'fisha'inim and Amucha, and it wasn't designated as animal food, as dog food, because it was a live animal before Shabbos came. Since it wasn't designated for animal food yet, even though it's dead now, it died on Shabbos, it's Muksa because it was not designated for that purpose from before Shabbos. Mishnah Hay, Mefirin Nedarim B'Shabbos. We are allowed to be mefir, to annul vows on Shabbos. The concept of being mefir, annulling a vow, was in two cases. A father can be mefir, can annul the vows of his daughter, that's under bas mitzvah, and a husband can be mefir, the nedarim, the vows of his wife. And that can be done on Shabbos, regardless of what the vow was. The hafara, the annulment of the vow, can be done on Shabbos. V'nisholin l'dvarim shehein l'tzerich ha-Shabbos. But when it comes to being shayl on a neder, this is another concept to remove a vow. You can be shayl, you can ask either an expert, a baki, or a bezdin, ask them to remove the vow. And this can only be done on Shabbos. Nisholin, we can ask to remove a vow to a bezdin or to an expert, only for dvarim shehein l'tzerach Shabbos, things that were for necessities on Shabbos. So if they forbade themselves from chalon or something that was also that was a necessity for Shabbos, food or something of the like, then for that they can ask a bezdin or an expert to remove the vow that they could benefit from on Shabbos. But if it was for other needs that weren't for Shabbos needs, then they would have to wait until after Shabbos to be shayl on their neder. The Mishnah moves on to a different halacha. Paikikin es ha-ma'ar. You're allowed to temporarily stuff up and shutter up a window with a board or something that's in temporary and not a permanent structure. And this was a machlekes that we had previously in Perek Yitzayin, Mishnah Zayin. And the Mishnah is paskening like the Chachamim's opinion there. U'maydidin es ha-matlis. One is allowed to measure a rag to see if it's the minimum amount to be significant, to be makabel tumah, to be able to receive tumah. That's a mikvah, and you can measure a mikvah to make sure it has enough water, 40 sa, to make sure it has enough water for a tara. Even though in general measuring was atzim midrabanan, to be done on Shabbos, but for mitzvah purposes, and included in that is to know the measurements for something for tumah and tara, that was permitted midrabanan, they waived the restrictions of measuring. Umaisa, there one time was a happening, a story, Bimei Aviv Shal Reb Tzedek, in the times of the father of Reb Tzedek, Ubimei Abishal ben Budnis, and in the times of Abishal, the son of Budnis, that these two people had houses that were right next to each other, and there was a small alleyway between them. The roofs were connected that had a barrel that reached from the top of one house to the other house. There was a little gap in this bridge between their two houses. And there was someone who was lying, almost dying, in one of the houses, and there was concern that when he died, the tumah of a dead body spreads through oil, through a tent, so everything in the house becomes tumah, as well as if there was this bridge that was going over the alleyway between the two houses, it would connect and spread the tumah to the next house as well. So therefore, shepakaku es hamar b'tiach. The second house over, in order to prevent the tumah from spreading, they stuffed up their window. There was an open window where this bridge was that would allow the tumah to continue to flow into their house. And they stuffed up the window Pitafiach with a earthenware container that would prevent the tumah from spreading in. And then they were uncertain if the bridge was actually able to carry the tumah across because there was a gap in it. The halacha is that if the gap was less than a tafach, then the tumah would continue, it would act as an oil, and the tumah would spread underneath it. But if there's a gap that's a tafach large, then it would prevent the tumah from spreading. So they wanted to measure the gap. They took a small earthenware kli, and they measured it to the size of a tafach, and then they stuck it up to see if it would measure up to the size of the hole in the bridge. V'kashru es ha-mekeda begemi. They tied the small earthenware vessel that they measured as a tefach. They tied it with a reed to a stick, and they put it up to the gap, leida, to know im yesh begigis b'seif tefach imlap, if there's enough space in this barrel that's acting as a bridge between the two houses, this over this alleyway, if there's enough space for a pesach tefach, an opening of a tefach, that would prevent the tumah from spreading in love, or if there wasn't. When we do v'rei l'manu, and from this story, we learn several halachas. We learn shepeikigin, that you can stuff up a window temporarily on Shabbos. U'maididin, you're allowed to measure for mitzvah purposes. V'kaishrin, b'Shabbos, and you can also tie, they tied the small earthenware kli that was measured as a tefach, they tied it up on a stick to put it up to the gap on the bridge. So this tying was a temporary tying with a gemi, which was a reed that was animal food that they would untie to give to the animal to eat. This was a temporary tying, and we learn from here that temporary tying is allowed on Shabbos. Hadron Olach Masechta Shabbos, Mazel Tov.